BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
You're listening to London Life on BBC LearningEnglish.com. I'm Jo, and today we're talking about my favourite kind of food, Mexican food. Now, there are people from countries all around the world living in London, and not surprisingly, there are restaurants selling food from most of those countries, including Mexico. But if we look on the internet to find out some interesting facts about Mexican food in London, you'll come across some comments like these.
I've wondered for years why there aren't more Mexican restaurants in London.
Is it possible to eat authentic, imaginative Mexican food in London?
So, is the Mexican food available for us to eat in London anything like the food Mexicans eat in Mexico? We spoke to Miguel Molina, a Mexican who's lived in London for 10 years.
In London, Mexican food is Mexican food by name, but in real life, it's something else. It's a curious mix of food, but Mexican proper, no. If my dad came and I took him to eat Mexican food in London, he wouldn't be pleased.
Miguel says Mexican food in London is Mexican food by name only. It's only Mexican food because someone chose to call it Mexican food. However, really, it's something different. It's a curious mix, a strange mix of other foods. But he says if his father came to London to eat the Mexican food, he wouldn't be pleased because it's different to the food eaten in Mexico.
They use a lot of cumin, for instance, or they think that you know, that chili sauce has got more tomato than chili. And I can understand that. So that's why I no longer go to restaurants, at least Mexican food restaurants. I rather cook at home and it's good.
Now, cumin is a spice used for cooking, particularly cooking curries, and a chili is a very hot pepper. So chili sauce is made from this and it's very hot. But Miguel says in London, the hot chili sauce has got a lot of tomato in it, so it's maybe not so hot here as in Mexico. Because the food is so different, he no longer goes to Mexican food restaurants. He doesn't go to Mexican restaurants anymore.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
So why is it then that there aren't many good Mexican restaurants in London?
The trick is in the numbers. There are fewer than 5,000 Mexicans living in the United Kingdom. How many Chinese? How many Indians? How many Pakistanis? Of course they know where to go. Of course they can get the stuff. But 5,000 Mexicans, you cannot even make a political party out of that. Much less good food. Every time a Mexican comes here, they ask me, take me to a Mexican restaurant. I take them and the first thing they say, oh, this is not Mexican food.
A trick is something which deceives someone, which makes someone think something's true that isn't. So the problem that's tricking us is the number of Mexicans living in London. There are only 5,000, compared to the large number of Chinese, Indians or Pakistanis. So they can easily get stuff, things, to cook their own food. 5,000 people is a very small number to do anything, so that's why there aren't many good Mexican restaurants in London. So, finally, what would Miguel do to improve, to make better, the Mexican food in London now?
First of all, I would make it cheaper. I could make it very cheap as possible. You need to make some money, but very cheap. Second, I could research for the original ingredients, and if possible, I could spend some time there cooking and eating.
While you need to make money from having a Mexican restaurant, Miguel thinks food could be much cheaper. He would also research or study original ingredients. Ingredients are foods used to make up a particular dish. So Miguel would want to find original Mexican ingredients that are used in authentic dishes in Mexico. And he would hope to spend some time in Mexico eating and cooking as part of his research. Sounds great to me. All that talk of lovely Mexican food has made me very hungry. I think it's time to go and eat. That's all from London Life this week. You can take a look at this week's language on bbclearningenglish.com. Bye for now.
BBC Learning English.